Item 3, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization for the Housing Division in conjunction with Corporation Council to revise a promissory note with the West Allis Community Development Authority to waive $200,000 in interest for a senior housing project located at 11425 West Greenfield Avenue in the city of West Allis, Wisconsin. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We do have people from the department, so feel free to state your name for the record, and let's talk about this item.
Sure. Jim Manthey, the Housing Administrator for the Milwaukee County Housing Division.
Jean Wolfgang, Housing Program Manager.
So thank you, Mr. Chair. So what you have before you is a request from our division to waive interest payments on this senior housing development in West Allis. This is an agreement from back in 1994, and at the time, the division recommended interest payments on this loan. It's not currently something we do. Everything in the home program that we do is a 0% interest payment. Again, for home projects, these are low-income housing projects. For the senior development, you can see an average vacancy rate of 13%. And again, we do not charge interest, as was done on this project quite a while ago. So we're recommending that the principal payments remain the same. We will recoup all that money, but we'd like to waive the interest payments and make that a 0% loan, consistent with what we do with all of our loans now.
Excellent. I know I had a chance to get more information, but do members from committee have any comments, questions about this item? Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just curious about, you know, your generosity. Why have you chosen to waive the interest? I understand you don't no longer do it, but why renegotiate?
They actually are currently at a negative cash flow. The 13% is an extremely high vacancy rate. I've personally gone through the building. It lacks amenities that the competing senior facilities do have. You know, there's no dishwashers, as an example, which is something that seniors look for. There isn't, you know, the nicer community rooms or the exercise facilities and things of that nature that our current developments would include. So I have this high vacancy rate contributing to negative cash flow. We do need to ensure that the project is successful. You know, we're on the hook for a 20-year affordability period, and the project actually completed in 1996, so we're on the hook for a few more years. So we just want to see that the project succeed, and even beyond our obligation of 20 years, that it is a successful development and has a positive impact on West Allis and that neighborhood.
And are the owners, the operators of the Senior Living Center here present today?
I do not believe so.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Rainey. Are there any other comments from committee on this item? Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a comment, but I move to adopt the resolution attached to this item.
Excellent. Supervisor Johnson does make a motion to adopt. And, Madam Clerk, we will go ahead and call that roll.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption of item 3 prevails.
Thank you, and I believe we have one more item under. No, we're at. Go ahead, Director.